me turn this thing on.
Is anyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine. And we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes, go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM. Don't forget to keep it locked. I'm so getting fired.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go. Mark Twain found humor all around. Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. Humor. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Tuesday, May 5th, Hippies for Hope is having their final meeting of the semester and hosting a de-stress event before finals. Head over to HECO 216 for slime, coloring, and bracelet making at 7:30 p.m. Also on Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be taking place in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up? DJ Nas from R2 coming in hot, episode 116. How we all doing today? It is hump day. Oh, it's friggin' hump day. Boop, boop, boop. I forgot about that. It makes it even more fun. We are 3 days left of classes in the semester, which is amazing. I love you all out there, but I also can't wait for everybody to go away. I have a guest today.
Hi.
There's Beth over there. Oh, Beth, what can I do? I was really hoping I had that Kiss album, and I didn't.
Darn.
Yeah, I know, right? It would be the most amazing.
I got a story about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. You know, last Friday I had Gavin. Do you know Gavin Vitale?
I don't.
Okay, Gavin is the tech guy up at on campus here.
Okay.
In the music department. He came on to try to convince me that Kiss was good, and he brought some Kiss vinyl in, and we listened to it for an hour, and it was probably one of the best shows I've ever had in terms of stupidity. And I actually was the only show I went back and listened to because I thought it was so ridiculous that I still don't like Kiss, but they're fine to me now. They're like fine.
They were
like below fine before, but now they're actually just fine. Okay, Beth Ashbaugh's here with us today, which we're super excited about. Who I've known for a long time, and let me just make a few announcements, and then we're going to listen to a song that I have not listened to before. I have because I've listened to the album, but I haven't really paid attention to it. So we're going to pay attention to this really ridiculous song. And then we're going to dive into the life of Beth, which is some kind of, you know, life. It's like the life of the combination between the life of Brian and the life of something. There's probably some serious book called Amy Schumer. That's right. Tonight is the R&B ensemble, which I am part of, actually. So we're playing at the B-side tonight at 7. Well, at 7 o'clock, we don't go straight on because there is a flute ensemble called Flute Salad, which I think is awesome, from Hartwick that's going to be opening up. I keep calling them Flute Loops, but that's not correct. It's Flute Salad.
Flute Salad.
Which I don't, I'm trying to envision what that would look like, and that's why I think I keep calling it Flute Loops. Flute Salad's making me upset for some reason. But anyways, they start at like 7. They're playing like 4 songs, and then the R&B band is on, and we're playing like 15 songs. And I'm pretty stoked. We're playing some Daft Punk, some Michael Jackson, some Herbie Hancock, some Aretha Franklin, some Gloria Gaynor, mm-hmm. Scissor Sisters, a bunch of really fun tunes. So come on down. It's a free show. And features all SUNY Oneonta students, and a bunch of them are graduating, actually, so it's a good chance to check them out. Tomorrow night, which is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Fine Arts 201, is the SUNY Oneonta Music Department Popular Music Recital, which is super fun. Once again, there's going to be some people playing original tunes. There's some jazz, piano, trio, quartet stuff. There are 3 or 4 just kind of popular music singers. There's also somebody doing some digital music things. So that's at 7 p.m. in 201. And that is free to the public. Friday, there's a bunch of bands playing at the Black Oak Tavern. I know The Witch is one of them, and Magnus, who is the operations manager here, is in that band. So if you're looking for something to do Friday night, that's at the Black Oak Tavern. And Saturday night, I'm really excited about. I'm just going to tell everybody about this. And when I first came here in the 90s, there was a band from the kind of Albany Capital District area that played here a lot with another band called Perfect Thyroid. Did you know Perfect Thyroid? They're like a ska band.
Oh, sweet.
They were super cool, but their mascot was like a skunk, like doing the skank and, you know, like skank and skunk. But the lead singer, who played like a pocket trumpet kind of thing too, also had a mohawk that was skunk, like colored. So it was super cool. They were super fun. They were kind of like, ska punk stuff. But a band also around that time, and one that I actually got a chance to play with. So I opened up for this band, and this band opened up for the Boston's in 1994 in Potsdam. It was Conehead Buddha. They were huge out of the Albany area. They used to play the Black or the Autumn and the Oak and stuff like that and sell them out. And they are out of retirement. They're like an 8-piece band. They're playing at the B-side. Huge on the jam band circuit. They're playing Modown this year. So that's one I think of. There's a lot of these bands that are kind of coming out of retirement for this Modown thing going on. If you don't know Modown, it's a big festival featuring Mo, the band Mo, who is also from Oneonta. Yeah, the lead guy is from Oneonta. Al. So anyways, I'm looking forward to that. So if you're around and looking to do some skanking, and skanking, whatever, we're doing it all at the same time. That'll be at the B-side on Saturday. Saturday, yep. And I think that's it. I think that's all the announcements I have. Okay, so when I was looking for songs this morning, I was going through just whatever, and for some reason this was in the wrong spot. But I found, I believe it's probably the second Fat Boys album, which for some reason I had, right? So now, of course, we all know the Fat Boys are back. That's the title track, right? Oh, look at the back of this album. It's freaking awesome. It's amazing. Now,
what year?
84.
Oh my God.
So this was 84, right? I believe this has to be the second one, right? Because I mean, if it's they're back. I can't, unless the first one's called They're Back, right? I released an album once with a band called The Swindlers, and we only had one album, and it was The Swindlers' greatest hit. So, you know, Jimmy O'Leary, love you. Okay, so I was looking at all these songs, and the titles for the first side are great. It's The Fat Boys Are Back. The second one is Don't Be Stupid. The third one is Human Beatbox Part 2, and then the third one is Yes, Yes, Y'all. I'm putting on Human Beatbox Part 2 because I don't know what it's going to sound like. So we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to talk about Beth. Here we go. Human Beatbox.
Throwback.
Part 2, 1984, off of this amazing album that I got for $1 in Kingston, New York. And I remember when I bought this. Okay, here we go. Rocking and rolling right out of control. And
you never want to work in a studio. Why you want to kick it?
I want to kick it. I want to kick it. And I can't get it.
First life.
Charlie. Stingo.
Human beatbox with a body of steel.
Your beats are fake and hits are real.
Yo, we can't hang and keep us a toy.
Cause the little beatbox is a bad boy.
So listen up good after running down.
Instead of a smile, you're gonna support a fan.
Cause it is time for us to prove that he can make your body move like this.
He's a human beatbox, don't let it be known
that he's the king of the beats on the microphone.
Which time the vice at the top of the charts?
Cause no one can measure his form of art.
Dominate the crowd with just the bass.
2 million watts of power that's rocking the place.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the creator.
Known around the world as the originator. Call the center before, and there is none greater.
And I give him all the rights to be a dominator.
A prince like Marky, a cool like Rock. Cause he is the brother who can talk.
I'm just stopped. This is totally out of control. Out of control.
This Beastie Boys.
Oh my God. Okay, we're back. We're back with the Ash.
Ash.
The boss of Ash. The boss of Ash. Beth is here with us, and we are super excited. We being me and all the listeners out there. Let's see. Oh, we had a story about, you had a story about something. Oh, Beth.
Oh, yeah.
The song, because I was singing. Okay, let's talk about the story first, and then we'll get into it.
So since this is pre-Oneonta, this is perfect, because this is fifth grade.
Fifth grade? Okay, we're just starting at fifth grade. Where is this? Where are we located?
In Riverside, California.
Rivers, and where is that in that California?
That is an hour east of L.A., Inland Empire.
Okay, so is that close to the border of the
other?
No, it's in the middle.
It's like in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. And and literally it's a ska, it's a bit of a ska town too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But this was the fifth grade and you still did show and tell.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're dating me right now because this is.
Oh, show and tell's awesome.
This is in the 70s.
This is in the 70s.
And
you didn't bring a joint, did you?
Right? Like Cheech and Chong. group of boys just got up, five of them, you know, like show and tells one at a time.
Yeah.
So five of them get up and they start singing Beth from Kiss.
Oh, my God.
Beth, what can I do? It's so embarrassing. You're in fifth grade. It's embarrassing.
I mean, they were doing this for you.
I guess, but I had no idea. I thought, you know, making fun of me. I don't know what they were doing.
Did you know the song?
I did not at that.
Okay.
At that point, right? And, but I knew, I mean, but ever since then, I kind of got really bullied by the girls.
Oh, no.
But yes, so I have a distinct,
Is this bringing back, do we need to take a break?
We don't need to take a break. Give me my coffee.
It's coffee. There's also like a stress heart around here. You can
squeeze. Oh, is there? Okay.
There was one. I don't know what happened to it. It was, yes. I had it over there for a while. So,
yeah, so it was like, you know, what the heck? You get bullied in the fifth grade over a rock song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. You know, especially that one.
That was so funny. So I immediately had a dislike of Kiss.
Sure.
For the longest time. But then... Well, there was some documentary about their disco era or something.
I was made for loving you. We were talking about that. I want to live
and love you. It's amazing. That was hilarious. I don't know. Ugh. Yeah. So then in the early late 80s, 88 or 89, there was this movie being filmed in Riverside.
Okay.
This is part of the Kiss.
Yeah, this is still part of the thing, right?
Yeah, and so I am an extra on this film, and I also am doing errands because the director is the older brother of my best friend's boyfriend.
That checks out.
Also, their father, the boy's father, is good friends with my parents.
Okay.
Okay, he also wrote this book called Tell Them Willie Boy Is Here.
Okay.
Harry Lawton. And so this is Jonathan Lawton, who wrote Under Siege and Pretty Woman. Okay. So this is his first movie.
Okay.
His first movie.
89?
Yeah. 89. And so his first movie working on, he has Shannon Tweed, Adrian Barbeau.
Adrian Barbeau.
And Bill Maher.
Yeah, right?
Right? And I'm like so I'm working with these people, like on set with these people. I don't really talk to them at all or anything like that. but Gene Simmons comes on to set.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and everybody knows me, and they're like, Beth, do not. I'm like, all right, I won't. So I was on good behavior, you know, because I'm like nervous.
Yeah, sure.
This movie set. And but I'm also in costume. I'm as an extra. One of the things I'm an extra is it was Barracuda Woman. So this movie is called Piranha Woman in the Avocado Jungle of Death.
Okay. Look, is this available on streaming?
It is. I don't know if it's streaming, but I have DVD too.
Okay, we'll be getting a copy of that. If somebody's not doing anything this Sunday afternoon, there'll be a party at my house for the Barracuda.
Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle. It's a hilarious movie. It's okay. Like so stupid. It's awesome. And actually, so instead of talking to Gene, I just go over and get my picture taken in front of his Rolls Royce. Cause
of course. He's like, got a Rolls Royce.
So I'm in my Barracuda costume getting a picture with, in front of Gene Simmons.
So like a fish, right? Is it like a fish costume?
It was a cannibal woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. A cannibal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a Barracuda woman, not a piranha woman.
This is so crazy. Yeah. All of this is crazy. And
hilarious.
This is why I love having people on, because it's like, oh, this one time when I was... You know, taking a picture in front of Gene Simmons thing
Rolls Royce
on some really bad.
But I'm like, I was
set.
Unfortunately, I was on good behavior and didn't go up and
Yes. Fortunately, unfortunately, but fortunately, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. Yes.
My penchant did get me to say hello to Joey Ramone once, though. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, where was that?
That was at Comic-Con in San Diego.
Oh, I've never been to that one, and I'm sad. I need to go. Okay, goals. These are things I need to remember to be able to do.
Right.
Yeah, I go to the New York one, you know. Yeah. I've been there a bunch.
I haven't been to that one yet. So.
It's fun. It's New York. So it's that area around New York smells really bad.
Yeah. I bet.
Around that. I mean, that time, I guess it's not that bad. It seems like every time I go, which I think is like the Thursday, because it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, the big days. Mm-hmm. I like to go Thursday because you can hit the show floor and like buy stuff.
Right.
And that's what I try to do, is like buy all the stupid stuff.
Is where I saw Joey.
On the show floor?
On the floor.
Oh, okay.
With all the boxes and bins and everything.
Yeah.
And I see him and I'm like, my boyfriend is like, don't do it. I'm like,
don't go. Yeah, this seems like a running gag with you. It's like, don't do it. Hey, don't do it.
And so I immediately run up to him. And this is where I'm like, I kick myself because I'm so stupid sometimes.
Aren't we all?
So I go up and I say, hey, Joey, great show, because we just saw them the night before at Irvine Meadows. And they're playing in San Diego. So
was Dee Dee still playing? Is that was Dee Dee playing?
90, in the early 90s.
Okay, so I don't know if Dee Dee was still playing bass or not.
Yeah, I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I can't remember, brain farts. But he was awesome. Joey was awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
He was such a nice guy. And he's like, oh, great. I'm so glad you liked it. We're playing tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And he goes, are you coming? And I said, no. I should have said, I don't have tickets.
That's right.
But I could have been ahead. But I was like, I have to work.
Oh.
Why didn't I call in sick? I was like, such
That's
a like
crazy, right?
I had such a strong work ethic at that time. Like, what the heck?
Things we kick ourselves for.
I know. But he really liked my shirt. I had the line from Suicidal Tendencies song, Pablo Picasso is never called an asshole.
That's amazing.
And green puffy pen on a black t-shirt. I made it myself.
That's awesome. I made it myself. Remember when making shirts yourselves? Mm-hmm. We used to make iron-on shirts all the time in middle school and high school. My sister and I would make them all the time. amazing.
Yeah, we cut them up, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I was furious at my younger sister, because one time I had, you know, one of the shows we went to, because Riverside had some really great shows to go see.
Okay.
General Public came. And I saw them and the Untouchables. That was an awesome show.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I had my General Public t-shirt. And actually, I'm a bigger Untouchables fan than General Public, to tell you the truth, because they're really solid.
They're good.
She cut my t-shirt up.
Who's your sister?
Yeah, she took it, and I saw it at school. I saw her.
Oh, my God. She was wearing the shirt at school?
She was wearing my shirt. She cut up at school. First off, balls. My little sister has balls.
Balls. With a Z.
The ovary type.
Oh, my God.
Well, they all are, actually. Anyway.
This is going to be part two of the interview. This will take place next week.
So I was like furious at her.
But, oh, that's crazy.
For years, I still bring it up.
Yeah, don't even remember that shirt.
Remember you cut up my General Public shirt?
That's amazing. Okay, so tell us about that, like, so you were there during all high school, right?
Yeah.
And then after high school?
After high school, I lived in Riverside till about the age 25, actually, when Bill and I started dating.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about just like, high school and post high school.
High school was kind of we got away with so much stuff because we were right next to UCR, the UC Riverside.
Okay.
And on Wednesdays we would, junior and senior year, we would leave at lunchtime and come back for. We'd skip the fourth period and come back for fifth period.
Sure.
At lunch on Wednesdays, there were always these Wednesday, they call Wednesday nooners. They'd have shows of bands coming through the area. playing
at noon.
At noon.
On wow, campus. That's awesome.
And you know,
that's today, Wednesday.
It is. It's time for
Wednesday. Anybody out there going to a nooner?
Wednesday nooner. Yeah, and we would go and we'd take our lunch and sit on the grass and watch the music and then come back to school.
That's amazing.
And one of the bands we saw were Camper Van Beethoven.
Oh my God! You know, it's funny. I just one of my rock combo bands. I've run some bands. Did that song, Hey, B and Low, and B and Stone. What was the name of that band? That's because that's the same guy.
I feel, yeah. Oh, God.
That's the song, that Low. Is, yeah. Right? The song's called Low, right? Like B and Stone. But that the singer of that band.
Yeah,
the singer of that band is the main guy from Camper Bam. Take the skinheads bowling.
Yes. That's such a great song.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I saw them open or play with They Might Be Giants at RPI.
Nice.
On, oh God, I don't know.
I also saw them at the Greek Theater too.
Oh, you saw the Greek?
Yeah, my.
Were they really big out there?
They were kind of big out there. Yeah.
Okay.
And one of my other high school buddies, who's now like retired at 58, in Washington, because he's I hung out with the smart kids, so I got away with a lot.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't that band called Cracker?
Cracker.
Oh, man, we're not even allowed to see it. This is the band, by the way. Well, this is everything's coming full circle here this morning on What's in Your Pocket. What's in Your Pocket? Yeah, no, so crazy. I don't know what's going on right now. Cracker.
So, I can't say it.
Well, we did say it, but this is with a K.
The band with a
it's
cracker,
a K,
yeah.
Right?
No, I think it was.
Oh, was it with a C?
C, yeah. No.
Well, either way.
Yeah, they were pretty funny. That was funny too. But Camper Van. So his older half brother played violin in Camper Van Beethoven.
Yes, whatever that song was.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now. Those days. Oh God.
The
90s,
the
80s
and
90s. Yeah, that was like the late 80s, right?
Yeah.
I think
early,
so.
Yeah.
Early 90s, too. Yeah. Yeah, there was all that. that's so crazy. So you graduate.
I graduated. And I was not a good student. I hung out with all the smart kids, but I graduated in the lower percentage.
That's
of
all right.
Every single one of my friends has gone to like Berkeley or, you know, done like all the histories, PhDs. They're all
played. Sure. Yeah.
So
you were just having a good time.
And I kept telling my mom I wanted to go to beauty school. And she goes, no, you're too smart for that. You need to go to school. And like, okay, I tried. So I tried. And I would actually, you know, art is actually my jam.
Yes.
So I took art classes and stuff and tried to do the Riverside art scene. It was not as good as Oneonta's art scene, which is crazy. The art scene in Oneonta is they're really good artists in this area.
It's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
This is just an artsy community, which is what drew me to it to begin with. You know, a lot of people say, it's not, it totally is.
It's crazy how good the art is in this
and
area.
Supportive.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
the coolest part.
And so, so I was trying to do that. I was like getting involved in the community and stuff, but I worked in 1 hour photo lab.
Oh my God. That's awesome. 1 hour photo lab.
Right out of
high
school.
Was it a kiosk or was it
like an actual? No, it was a camera store right across from the courthouse.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact. And so at the courthouse, the lawyers would come over and bring photos from cases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
did you look at all these photos?
I was not allowed to. The manager was like,
liars.
Some of them I could do, some I could print and stuff like that. And the one I was allowed to print was a marijuana confiscation.
Awesome.
It was this farm they raided.
Oh, my God. And that was back then. It was like, well, I guess California was more laxed, I guess, maybe, or not.
No, it was still, it's still a pretty big deal. It's starting to get more lax, but not quite yet. This was around, this was in 80, this was 86, 87.
Oh, it's still Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That's Reagan. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Okay, but yeah, that's a wild time.
So one of the things, I kept a photo of the marijuana raid, so in my attic somewhere.
That's
a picture of
is
the
it still
pot,
here?
Of the
you
pot.
Still have it?
I still have
that's
it somewhere.
That's awesome, the pot.
It's a picture of the pot from the marijuana raid. Anyway. Technically, I can get a lot of trouble for having that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right?
Yeah. But also working in the one-hour photo lab in the camera store, we had access to all kinds of stuff, and I made myself a fake ID because I was...
Sure.
I was 18 working.
Why wouldn't you?
So, I ended up getting this ID from some guy at a party. I don't even remember where. But he goes, do not tell anybody where you got this. And I said, okay. I found it on the street.
What was the name? You know, did you have,
I don't even remember. No, I don't even remember the name. It was so, and it put me about 6 years older. You know,
yeah, it's, that checks out.
And it was pretty funny. And I made it, and it looked pretty good. And I showed it to a friend of my sister, older sister's, who's a bouncer at one of the. At the Bull and Mouth, which is now no longer there, which was the college bar, which even the locals like to go to.
Bull
and Mouth, yeah.
Bull in Mouth?
And Mouth, yeah.
Okay.
Bull and Mouth, yep. And it was great because the bar to the kitchen counter area was these big, huge, giant red lips. The window was, so you're passing through this big mouth.
That's awesome. You know,
so this was like leftover from the 70s morphed into the 80s bar kind of thing, you know, college bar at that point. But it's all gone now. The university just tore all that area down. The classic sandwich station is gone now, too. It's very sad, yeah.
Well, there was I'm trying to remember what. Oh, it's at the Bayou. There's a place called the Bayou in Mount Vernon, New York,
mm-hmm.
right over the city, where the urinals are giant mouths.
That's hilarious.
Like almost like Rolling Stone, like kind of
right.
like, you know,
yeah.
Mick Jagger mouth
yeah,
kind of thing.
That kind of thing, yeah.
But they're Rocky just Horror. Bright red. Yeah, you're like.
Bright red Rocky Horror Rolling Stone yeah, that's, lips, yeah. That's what that's what the bull of mouth, yeah.
Okay, so you're at 1 hour photo.
Yeah, and I show him the ID, and he's like, that's really good. You'll fake a lot of people, but not me. Because, you know, ego.
Sure.
Door guy ego. Yeah. The bull in mouth. But he was funny. He let us in a lot when we weren't. Yeah. Well, it was most like, I forgot my IDs. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But
of course.
After I was 21. Yeah. But,
yeah, so I never had a problem getting into a bar for some reason. I could just get in, right?
Yeah, I don't.
You just got in back then.
It, yeah, but in River, this was they were strict. It was like all the bars were strict in Riverside. I don't know. Either that or I just wasn't. I had no game.
You had no game.
I have no game. Yeah. But so I made this fake ID, and I'm at the car I drove at the time. This is integral. Sorry. It was a 1964 Mercedes.
This is important. A 19 what year?
64 Mercedes-Benz 190.
How does one acquire one of those?
From your mom.
That's how one acquires one at that age and time.
From your mom.
Pay attention to this, kids out there.
This thing was beat up no end, though.
Still cool, though.
Yeah. Totally cool.
Did people think it was cool?
They did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It sounded like a lawnmower. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at a party. My friends, all the PhD people, four of us, five. So there's five people in my car.
Was it diesel? Did it run off?
No. This one was not diesel.
Okay.
I'll show you a picture later. Excuse me. And so we have some pot, so we didn't want to share it with anybody at the party. So we get in the car, we go somewhere else, and we smoke the pot up this hill behind these houses in this cul-de-sac. Where there are these new houses where nobody lives in this one house where people live. And so we're like thinking we're cool. We're going up behind these houses to go smoke, not doing anything. A lot of people hang up on that hill. But apparently we're sitting there and the helicopters come. The police helicopters come.
Oh, my God.
And they shine a light on us. And we're like, we probably ought to go now.
Oh, my God. That's really crazy. Really?
So we go. And I'm like, I've got this bag of weed. And I'm like, I'm just going to drop this right here. Thank God I did, because we get in the car and the light shines right on the car. Don't move.
From the helicopter?
From the helicopter.
Dude, that's insane.
So we're pulled over just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time, really. We're just,
yeah, right.
Like, we don't even start the car. We're
pulled over by a helicopter.
By a helicopter.
That's crazy.
So the police car comes up, and I'm like, okay, I'm thinking I'm ahead, so I'm going to pull out my ID.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh. I pull out my ID, and I...
Oops.
And I'm being cool, and I hand it, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh, that's the wrong one. And he's like, what?
Yeah, no, totally. Oh, that's the wrong one.
So I'm like, okay. So I pull out my right one and I hand. He goes, and that one?
Yeah, that one.
So I hand them both.
Oh no!
So I'm like, step out of the car, please.
Oh no! Did they arrest you?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Eventually, they're trying to get into my car to search the car, and and they're like, "Can you pop the trunk?" And I'm like, "No, I can't pop the trunk. We have 4 cases of beer in the trunk."
Oh.
I'm not 21 yet.
Sure.
None of us are.
No, I can't do that. There's illegal substances in there.
But the trunk, the lock is busted on the trunk. You have to go in and push a lever on the trunk to release it. You can get in the trunk. But the cops don't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I swear I can't get in the trunk. It's busted. You can't. And they're like trying to get in the trunk. They have all of us get up out of the car. They're searching the car. My friend Steve has a tiny baggie of residual pot in his eyeglass case.
Okay.
They find that. And the cop goes, okay, whose car is this again? And I'm like, it's my car. He's like, he hands me the baggie. He goes, you're responsible for this. He goes, what are you going to do with it? I'm staring at him. I look at him, and I take it, and I, like, drop it on the ground. And he goes, uh-uh, pick that up. He goes, some little kid's going to come by and pick that up on the way to school. And I'm looking around. I'm like, there's no children in this neighborhood. This is where an empty cul-de-sac.
Oh, my God.
So I pick it up, and he makes me empty it out on the ground.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine. Fine.
Oh, yeah, at that point, that's the least of your worries.
Yeah. And he's looking in all our eyes. We're obviously kind of high, but like.
Sure.
They're like. But, you know, they let us go, but I get a ticket.
Oh.
I get a ticket because of the fake ID. He goes, we're not going to take you in. This is a ticket. You have to go to court.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. So I'm like, okay. We go back to the party. And I'm like, so I get home that night and I'm like kind of crying. And I go to my mom and I'm like, Mom, I've got to go to court. She goes, I got a ticket. I have to go to court. She started laughing. I thought she's going to lose it. My mom was typically the lose it type of mother.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Right?
She starts laughing. And she's like, go to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Okay, great.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
So she's like, okay, kids getting into crazy trouble.
Oh, yeah. What do we do? Oh, no. I got all kinds of crazy crap like that for stupid stuff, you know?
So
like,
I did. I had to go to court.
Oh, no. Did they knock it down to something else?
He really just gave me a slap on the hand, oh, really. Okay. But he was like, where did you get this? I'm like lying under oath.
Oh, nobody does that.
You guys can't see me. My hand is over my mouth. I'm like embarrassed about this. But like, what do you do? He goes, where did you get the ID? I'm like, I found it on the ground. That's my lie. Where did I get the ID? Because I'm like, first off, I couldn't even remember the guy's name I got it from.
Sure.
So I'm like, I found it on the ground, I swear.
That's incredible.
And he's like, and I go, I just wanted to see if I could do it to get into clubs.
Sure.
And he's like, okay. Which is true. I did, you know.
Yeah.
And and he's like, okay, so I got either $100 or $200 fine. A lot for an 18-year-old.
Okay? Oh.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. In 1986.
And
agreed.
And it's more like $1,000.
Well, that was it. I got a ticket for transportation of it was called transportation of drugs, but it was just a resonated pipe in 1996.
Ah, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that was $1,000.
Yeah.
So literally.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
Live free or die. Not really.
So what's funny about going to court is you really should dress up. Dress nice like you're going to church. Because
yes,
I'm in there and nobody else is dressed. My mom says dress like you're going to work or church, or like retail, you know. So I'm in heels and a skirt. A blouse. It's a nice outfit. I like that. Was one of my favorite outfits, actually. and the judge looks me up and down. He's like, "What are you doing
here? Yeah, what are you doing here, you rascal?" That's so funny.
It was pretty funny.
That's a good story.
So that's probably one of my
Was that the only time you had to go to court?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty
Except
good.
Except for jury selection here in Cooperstown.
That's funny.
But, yeah, that was pretty funny.
I've been in the courtroom here a couple times.
Yeah, a few people have.
Yeah, most of mine were just really stupid things. It wasn't me either. It was like I actually had to go for other reasons. Mm-hmm. One time, somebody, and I'm not going to say names and stuff like that, came into my house and stole $1,000 in cash from me.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
And I reported it to the police. I said, somebody stole $1,000 cash from me. And then they, in turn, said that I was lying. And then I had to go to court.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. It was nuts. So I just don't report anything anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, you know what? Karma will come back and get that person. Yeah. Like, I didn't do it.
They will, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick, it's not even like a 3.5 minute break. But it's not a break. It's just we're going to listen to a song.
Do-do-do-do.
We're listening to Madness.
Ska. Yes.
Yeah, I just picked this up. Do-do-do-do. I thought it'd be fun. We're going to listen to, because I picked this up recently.
This is
The Best of British Ska. Live.
Live Super Madness.
Cool. So we're going to listen to Razor Blade Alley by Madness, a live version from probably 1981.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Enjoy. I hope you're skanking in your living room right now, everybody. That's what you should be doing.
Thank you.
That's right, everyone. We're back. We're here, and it goes by. See, that's what I'm saying. It goes by. It's 8:44. It goes by like super quick.
Wow.
Right. We just started this, and I felt like we just talked about pot the whole time. and Kiss.
And Kiss.
And Kiss.
But we could talk about the Riverside ska scene real quick.
We can. Let's do that for 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yeah. So the Skeletones were the started our Riverside band.
Okay, very cool.
And there was this place called Spanky's Cafe.
That's a great name.
And run by this Middle Eastern guy called Isa. And okay. the ska scene is just devastated that he's gone now. And so it's there's like memorials there.
No, it's sad.
Spanky's Cafe is no longer Spanky's. There. Yeah, it was a pretty funny little scene. I saw the Toasters there once.
Awesome. They're playing. I saw they played with Lara Hope and the Arctones like in Kingston the other day.
Oh, fun.
Right.
They signed my t-shirt. I have the Toasters t-shirt from them. And the drummer, he was so drunk. It was like the whole back of the Dear Beth had a piss. Something on the back. It was hilarious.
That's
awesome. And who was the punk band with the sock puppets? I can't remember. Anyway.
Okay.
So a lot of the bands would, I worked in the other bar around the corner called Lake Alice Trading Company. That's still there. But that bands would come in, and so I'd be feeding these bands food and pre-show booze or whatever they
wanted.
It was pretty funny. So one time this band comes in, and they're all lined up along the bar, a bunch of good-looking guys, and I look at all of them, and I point at one, and I go, "You're the bass player," and they all flipped out because he was.
That's super funny. Yeah, it's you. That's you right there, buddy.
So
you can always pick the bass player out, right?
Yeah, a lot of that was a lot of fun. So that was a great ska scene.
That's awesome. Yeah. Ska's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I dated a horn player for a couple months.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just
kidding. I know, right?
That's great. Okay, so you do all that, right?
Yeah,
then you meet the Bill.
The Bill. Well, actually, Bill and I met when we were 20.
Oh, you're Billy and I. Okay.
So Bill and I have known each other since we were like 20, 21.
That's awesome.
And so, I don't know. And it's pretty fun. So he was ended up being college roommates. That's how I met him, with my high school buddies.
Gotcha.
So I go down to San Diego with my to meet up with my friend Steve and Bill, and Steve's trying to hook up with this other girl, so I'm bringing her down with us, so we go to Tijuana.
Nice. Nothing good happens in Tijuana, or
no,
does it?
Not really.
So we go to Tijuana.
Yeah, and we have a good time, but we aren't even. This was our first stop at Tijuana, and they do those poppers, they ended up giving me one where they dump the tequila down your throat and shake your head and blow a whistle in your ear.
That's right.
It's nuts, right? So
as one does.
So they did that, and he shook my head, and it went down the wrong pipe.
Oh.
So I couldn't. So I was choking. So I ended up projectile vomiting.
Nice.
In this little bar in Mexico.
Was Bill there?
And everybody just kind of scattered.
Yeah, right.
And nobody.
Who brought this person?
We aren't even drunk yet.
That's so funny. My God.
We aren't even drunk
this
yet.
This is what I'm saying. Nothing good happens in Tijuana.
So that's one of my first impressions with Bill, and they come up for party. So we were friends for a long time.
That's awesome.
Before we started dating. So he goes to Philly and gets his PhD at Temple and yep. comes back to California, and that's when we start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then
actually dating.
Yeah. Did you wind up here because of the job?
His job.
Okay, yeah.
Because when you're in academia, you go where the work is. And,
you go where the work is.
Yeah.
And now we have an amazing bill here.
Yes.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah. What year did he start?
2001.
2001, yeah. Okay. So he's got 20. He's like right about with me. I started in 99 or 98. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, so 25 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This is also our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
In July.
Are you going to do something?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Are you going to Tijuana?
You
should go to Tijuana and just vomit over everything.
What's hilarious is that the Bill is pretty much a sober guy. Because he doesn't react well.
Sure.
So
he's a huge music fan, though. I see him at, you know, he's like, he came to the Pink Floyd wall thing up here.
The music we have in our house is a bit insane. We have like all these collections. Yeah.
And he listens to very eclectic stuff.
He loves the shoegaze stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, Bill's awesome.
Yeah. I'm anywhere from punk to disco to dance.
Sure. I can imagine it'd be pretty wild.
Kind of on an Edith Piaf kick right now.
Okay. Wild. So, now, you know, I met you through, I think, Lipari.
Probably.
Yeah. I think it was back when those days when they would have the parties.
The poker
things at Ford.
14 Ave, Ford, yeah.
14
yeah.
Ford. But then also, I don't know if Monica or Ella, somebody got their hair cut by you.
Yeah.
It could have been Monica.
I did.
Somebody in that family.
Yeah, I did.
Ella's prom, maybe?
No.
Monica's wedding?
She just always...
Maybe we were up there for somebody. Who else was it? So that was Main Street.
Yeah, I was Cotter's. Just on Main Street. Somebody else, I think, did.
Okay, but
Monica's
it was. But
hair.
You worked at Main Street. Cotter's.
Yeah, I did. And for the longest time, that was a great salon. Bob Stiniford started that. It was like a salon for 30 some.
Yeah, a long time.
5 years or something like that. Yeah.
And now you.
And now I'm here at Main Street Cutters until pandemic, and then we're on the corner of Main and South Main now, Lux.
Lux, and that's a collective, right?
Yeah.
That's a collective.
Yeah, it's just, which is great. It, like, self-employed kind of stuff.
And all the cool people, myself, Maura. Yeah, and Molly.
Molly.
Oh, all the cool people go there, by the way. And I go there, once again, yeah. We all go there to get our haircuts.
We're busy.
We're busy. There's always people in there. I it's a social, whenever I'm in there, there's a social scene going on of something going on. It's super fun in there. I enjoy every time I walk in. So,
well, Oneana has definitely won my heart.
Oh, yeah. It's a very goofy place.
This place is awesome.
It is. It's so weird. How'd you learn how to cut? Did you go to
actually?
Went to school?
I was finally, after saying, you know, Mom, I don't want to go to college.
Yeah,
I finally, at the age of 24,
okay,
went to beauty school.
Oh, okay, you did.
So
okay.
in Riverside, actually had one of the top four beauty schools in the state of California.
That's amazing.
And over the last few years, everybody's been talking about how many hours hairdressers do versus how many hours cops do in terms of learning.
Yeah.
It's like seven cops go to school for 700 hours.
Yep.
And hairdressers in the state of California go to school for 1,600 hours.
That's crazy. 1,600 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a full-time job
for a year.
For the
sake of looking good.
Yeah. It's basically a year of unemployment.
Yeah.
Or 2 years. Technically, it's like two or 3 years of unemployment to become a hairdresser because you go to school and then you have to build your clientele. And when you get out of school, you don't really know anything yet. You know how to work safely with the public. That's what school teaches you.
Yes.
Is how to work safely. And you need to have that ingrained.
Yeah.
Because you are handling chemicals and sharp implements.
Yeah.
And so...
I never think about it that way.
So it's kind of funny. So I'm in one of the top four, and the day I graduate and go to get my test, which is written in a practical. It's a full day.
Yeah. I'm
in the elevator with these other women, and everybody's talking about what, you know, school they went to. And then they all look at me and go, what school did you go to? And they all went, and I told them, and they're like, you're passing. I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
I'm like nervous as all get out. This is like a
stressful. You went to the good school.
But I went to the good school. So it's like, oh, you're passing. Okay.
I mean, hair is really important, right?
So there was a wait list to get into this school.
Look at you.
And it's at the community college.
Yeah.
Well. It's like BOCES. Like, you know.
I mean, trade schools are trade schools, yeah. though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you find the one that people know what they're... It's all matters on the teachers.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Like, so yeah. if you have a good, you know, that's crazy. It's like double the number of hours. Yeah. It's like a police
Nuts.
Officer.
I think it's 1,200 here in New York, which is still quite a bit. So California and New York okay. are reciprocal.
Interesting. Yeah. And you've been doing this then for, like, quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. 30 years.
30 years.
30-something years, I guess.
And you still have fun.
It's the best job. It's like...
It's super social. It's kind of like what I mean, mm-hmm. in the same way, you get to hang out with one-on-one people mm-hmm. for many hours during the week.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's
repeat offenders, basically,
yeah.
you know, most of the time, right? You know,
it's great. You get all the stories from everybody.
It's like the gossip of the...
But it's great with me because it goes in one ear and out the other. So.
Yeah, sure.
Because you do have to mind your P's and Q's in here. I remember when we first moved here.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking down the street, and there was the woman who did my gynecological exam. And I'm flipping out. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, that woman knows what I look like.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm like, in California, the amount of people. Like,
oh, there's so many people.
So many people. You would never in a million years run into your dentist, your doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Or
no, I mean.
Even your priest. You wouldn't run into anybody that you went to see, like, on a spiritual or, level health-wise. You never saw.
Correct.
And,
That's super funny.
Nuts. So that was a culture shock right there.
This woman. Yeah, I just remember going in for like an STD test once, and in which I did not have one, by the way. I've somehow gone through my whole life not having one. Win for Pawcat. Anyways, I went in once because I thought I did, and they were like, oh, no, it's just it was a rash, like a heat rash, right, from working in the kitchen.
Yes.
Actually, but it was really bad. So I was like, and I had done something promiscuous, well, I'll say, a couple days before then. So I was like, oh, no, everything's going to fall off. Right? So,
Let's get that fixed.
Let's get that fixed now. Anyways, so going on. Anyways, I remember like 2 days later, I was in like, you know, the grocery store. And then the person who was giving me the test, like, oh, hi, Mark. I was like, oh.
Right? It's like.
Yeah, you know what I look like, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
It is just a bit of a trip.
So everybody knows. If you go to Hannaford around this town,
you can't.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Hannaford's the place.
I go. It's like if I got to go late at night or early in the morning so I can get it done.
So normally I take Wednesdays off mm-hmm. from the radio because I go shopping at 7 in the morning.
Oh.
That's when nobody's there.
Right.
Not that I don't love everybody, but I'm.
You like me.
You know, we're in like this kind of like realm of work where you just start knowing everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And just because I've been teaching up here, I worked at the Autumn, I worked at the Oak, I'm social, and I play in a band. So, like,
you love seeing everybody, but sometimes you just need to get your stuff.
You're like,
I'm just
trying to buy some pasta sauce, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that note, it's 8:58, and I have to get out of this thing.
Alrighty.
Only because I have to go to work.
Okay.
And, Beth is awesome. We're going to have Beth back on because we didn't even get to, what did we even talk about? We talked about awesome
Beth,
stuff.
Beth, I hear it's you calling, but I can't come home.
We want to thank Beth for being here. I will be here, when will I be back? Next week sometime. I have a couple awesome guests next week. But I won't be here for the following 2 days. Will I be here in 2 days? Oh no, I'll be here. I'll make an announcement tomorrow. I will be here later. I think I'll be here on Friday. So, but anyways, I'm going to play one song by Operation Ivy on my way out of here. Nice. Everybody rock and roll. Have a great weekend. It's hump day, everybody. Hump day.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Hump day.
You always know that it's gonna have to go. You always know that you'll be back in the cold. One of the bunches of them made it in a song. So it's coming to give it up. But just as I get in it, what? Sounds that I'm gonna bring me back up.
Right. One day that I can't depend on.
Sounds that I'm gonna bring me back up.
Yeah. One day that I can't depend on.
Static pulse inside of music bringing us escape. So temporary, changing nothing in its way. Just a second where we're leaving all this shit behind. Just a second, but it's leaving just this point of time. To resist, to bear, that second makes you safe. To resist, to bear, cause you can't change everything. To resist, to bear.